That's my aim, is to talk the truth, because He is the only truth. He is the only way. He is the only life. No man comes to the Father but by Him. I heard a fake preacher, and I mean a fake preacher, but he was dressed up in his vestments like he was a preacher, say that people have used that as a battering ram for years to say that there's only one way to heaven. And I thought that's because Jesus said there's only one way to heaven. And he tried to twist and turn the words and actually just pretended like Jesus never said it in the first place. 63 degrees our temperature at WRJZ in Knoxville. Boy, it feels good out there. Much less humid. Nicer, crisp, clean. Get a breath of fresh air. It is 6:07, 7 minutes after 6 o'clock. This is WRJZ, the Bob Bell Show, Joy Radio. The Word of God is sharper than any two-edged sword. So to the book people out there that are talking about the book ban with Roots, Roots should have never been banned, in my opinion, in the libraries that are accessible for children. Yes, there is some more adult material in Roots, for sure. But that wasn't the point. There's a big difference between Roots and some of the material they had that were instructing little kids to either talk about how to do certain lewd acts specifically. And I had a school board member read these to me years ago. And if you're confused between Roots and that, those are two different things. There's a group of people in Knox County who thinks no book should ever be banned at any time. And I'm sorry, that's wrong. There are certain books that should not be going into the hands of children. And by the way, child pornography is illegal, is it not? I thought it was. But there are some salacious books that instruct little 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9-year-old kids how to do this, that, and the other. I don't even want to say it. That are banned. And there are some, actually, Gloria Johnsons out there who think that that's terrible. And I'm sorry, Gloria. Not to call you out specifically, there's many more like her who think that you're just a bunch of dumb knuckle-draggers who don't know the difference. There's a difference between Alex Haley and a classic book called Roots that does have some facts in it that's objectionable material that parents can talk to their kids about and work their way through, but not read word for word everything. And there's a big difference between those who perhaps are dudes dressed up like women reading some sort of salacious whatever. I don't care if it's a dude dressed up as a woman reading Mary Had a Little Lamb. It doesn't mean the Mary Had a Little Lamb should be banned. It's the dude dressed up as a woman in front of my child during story time without me knowing or permission. So anyway, I don't want to get all caught up in that, but I'm just saying, look, that now you've got people going to these meetings and, yes, restore all the books back to... No. There are some terribly salacious, awful books that should not be restored back to anything. We're coming up on the break at WRJZ and 102.5 FM. Later on this hour, we'll talk about two things to worry about. Tennessee statehood is next. How old is the state of Tennessee and what are our state songs? All coming up at WRJZ. This is Joy Radio and the Bob Bell Show.
More energy than Neyland Stadium on game day. It's Bob Bell.
I'll bring my storm-tossed, torn-a-tail story to tell. Hallelujah.
For WRJZ Joy Radio, good morning. It's now 12 minutes after 6 o'clock. 63 degrees. Hello. I'm in a good mood today. I got a lot of work done yesterday, both here at the station and at home. Yesterday was an HPD. You know what an HPD is, Uncle Dave? Highly productive day. Don't you remember when Dave Wells used to talk about the HPDs? And he put a bunch of calendars everywhere. You don't remember that? He put a bunch of calendars everywhere, and if you had an HPD in your section, like, you would write HPD up on June 2. Bob Bell had an HPD. You don't remember that, do you? Yeah, we did. Maybe it was just for me. It could have been just for me to, hey, Bob, did you? Because there's a lot of days that went without the HPD written up there. Anyway, I hope we have another HPD today and highly productive day for the cause of Christ. Carlin Pickens' tenure at the University of Tennessee is over. She, of course, is a wonderful University of Tennessee softball player. University of Tennessee Lady Vols were beaten not once but twice yesterday by Texas, thus kicking them out of the Women's College World Series. They had a valiant run this year. Started off at number one, won 26 in a row, which was ridiculous. And they beat a lot of great teams in those 26 games, too. But then people started to figure them out a little bit. But still, they finished 49-11. That's a great season. So congratulations to Carlin Pickens and to Coach Karen Weekly and the rest of the Lady Vols. I want to let you hear what Carlin Pickens said yesterday in her press conference concerning her final game.
My coaches, my teammates, just all the support staff, all the relationships I've made here at Tennessee, and it's given me a platform to play the sport I love with the people I love and do so with just so much joy and fun, and I've soaked in and loved every single moment of it. I'm very excited that, you know, my playing days are not over, but it's definitely the end of a chapter. And it sucks that I won't get to put on this uniform again, but I'm just so grateful for all the experience I've had.
Okay, so there's Carlin Pickens, ladies and gentlemen, as one of the greatest players in University of Tennessee Lady Vol softball history. And that includes Monica Abbott from over 20 years ago. Monica Abbott was one of the great ones for sure. Monica was about 6'5 or 6'6. And she was also one of those fast pitchers that really brought the heat. But nobody didn't like Carlin Pickens. She has the record at 78 miles per hour for the softball. And you know, I've heard some baseball players go, I can hit that, and then step up to something like that. They can't, because baseballs, I mean, let's face it, we had a guy at the University of Tennessee 2 years ago that threw at 105 miles per hour. That was ridiculous. That was a record. I mean, you talk about heat. And it's hard to hit, but some people hit it. There's a difference between trying to hit a softball at 78 miles per hour. You think it'd be easier? It's not. It's just, they make those move, man. They go up and down. I told you, it's the 230th anniversary of the great state of Tennessee. Don't play it yet, Dave, but next hour, we're going to talk about state songs and give you a chance to win when Tanya Stout Brown gets in here. There's more than what Tennessee has more than one state song. Again, we'll talk about that a little bit later on. A chance for you to win a prize pack next hour, which includes R.C. Sproul's children's book. And it was thus illustrated by Richard Laws. Beautiful. Also, R.C. Sproul's Chosen by God, great devotional. Also, Jack Hibbs' Temptation. Also, a WRJZ highlighter. It's all there at WRJZ. Summer of Liberty is here. Good morning and welcome in. I'd like to talk about the Summer of Liberty for a minute, where we say things unashamedly. Now, when we pledge allegiance to the flag, we're not pledging allegiance over God. This is, out of all the countries, the 243 recognized nations, I think, in the world, 242 perhaps, out of the 242 recognized nations of the world, I pledge my allegiance to only one nation, under God, indivisible. So, let's do the pledge once more. Stand, salute. If you're in your car, don't do that. I pledge allegiance to the flag and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. The flag of what? The flag of the United States of America. That's what. So there is your Summer of Liberty reminder today. It's not pledging allegiance over anyone, but is pledging our allegiance over all countries to one country. By the way, part of this brought to you by Olga's Yodel Cinnamon Rolls. 4 out of 5 bears approve. Olga's Yodel Cinnamon Rolls.com for your order.
600 Glades Road, the Arts and Crafts Community, Gatlinburg. One of our sponsors of the Summer of Liberty.
The Bob Bell Show. If you ain't tuned in, well, bless your heart.
Come and go with me to my father's house. Come and go with me to my father's house.
Yeah, what is your wonderful church camp song? For WRJZ at 102.5 FM, that's one of them. What about for little kids? What's the name of that song? The Lord told Noah to build him an arky-arky, you know, that one. Can y'all help me out? The number 865-342-5620. Surely if Tanya Stout Brown was here, she could. She might be here a little bit later on this hour. Also, in about 20 minutes or so, a friend of ours, Mike Godwin's going to tell us that you only have two things to worry about. So keep that in mind. But what is that song? The Lord told Noah to build him an arky-arky, you know, made out of barky barky. What is that song? I know somebody knows. See, I wasn't raised in the church camp society like some of you were. And I was a weird kid. I was the youngest of four. I was raised listening to the Beatles and ZZ Top. I was raised listening to several, like, songs like A Horse with No Name was like a nursery rhyme to me. Or Margaritaville, unfortunately, was like my nursery rhymes. I mean, I was raised on, now Margaritaville didn't come out till 1977, but I was raised, even as a younger child, listening to good old classic rock and roll. Creedence Clearwater Revival. The Monkees, all that kind of stuff. Everybody else was raised on good church songs, hymns. The only hymns I knew were good ones, but they were mostly classic church hymns from what we call high church. What some people in East Tennessee say, high church, what they mean is a liturgical church. So I came from a liturgical church background. I knew some hymns. A Mighty Fortress Is Our God was one of my favorites. Although back in those days, I didn't fully understand what that meant. But as far as church camp songs, the first church camp songs I heard was when I went with a bunch of eighth grade guys to church camp because I was their counselor. And I was in my 30s. I had just come to faith in Christ. So I had no clue about some of these songs. Now, we talked about Big House a moment ago, but there were many others that I heard way back early in the day, and some by Amy Grant and Stephen Curtis Chapin back in the 90s and 80s even. But especially in the 90s, after I came to faith in Christ, when I started to go to camp, I heard some of these songs I'd never heard before. And then I heard about Skillet, and I heard about Big Daddy Weave, and some of these other great bands that had some great church songs. They weren't meant to be church camp songs. They just evolved into that. Now, you've got social media, and you know, a couple of years ago, every kid in the world was singing Forrest Frank. By the way, where's Forrest Frank? Is he kind of dissolved on us? He's still there. He's got a song out called Thankful. My wife likes it. She said it's very basic. 62 degrees now at WRJZ. So what do you think? What is the name of that song, though? The Lord told Noah to build him an arky-arky. And I'm probably even butchering the words. You know what I'm talking about. It rained for 40 daisies or whatever. 865-342. I think it ends with Children of the Lord. I would hum the melody for you, but every time I hum a melody, a lot of people say, Bob, you talk real well. Keep it that way. Meanwhile, Real Momentum's coming. Did you hear about Real Momentum? I talked about it. RealMomentum.men. Iron Mountain Clay Shooting, Kodak, Tennessee. This is great. 7:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. June 12th. You register as an individual or you could register as a team at realmomentum.men. Get a golf cart, 100 clays. Get lunch and safety gear.
All for one sponsorship. By the way, packages are also available for you to go to help out real men. Nice to have you along. Does that mean women can't shoot? Yeah, they can. Some will. President Franklin Delano Roosevelt inspected and approved the first swimming pool to be built inside the White House. Roosevelt got plenty of use out of the pool, considering that he was the only president to be elected four times. He won election over Herbert Hoover, Alf Landon, Wendell Willkie, and Thomas E. Dewey. Wow. And then, of course, he was stricken with an ailment and died while in office, and Truman took over. Now, constructed outside the house, there's a ballroom that's going up. You know about that. It's actually provided by Donald J. Trump's personal funds. So he's paying for it. And it's a ballroom. Watch if somebody who's really, really ticked off at the president gets elected later. Do you think that they'll actually take a wrecking ball to it and just tear it down? Just because they so dislike the man? Unbelievable. But there's also, outside the White House, an MMA temporary auditorium, if you will, or viewing area going up to hold MMA fights outside the White House. And it is funny, too, because there's people just screaming over that. It's and I look back over the history of the White House and a basketball court and hoop being installed by Barack Obama, which is fine. A ballroom update by the president. President Trump is fine. An MMA fight outside the White House is fine. Because as soon as the MMA fight is over, it's going to be taken down. It's not going to stay there. We have people getting excited over a lot of things, don't we? So, yeah, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, 1933 on this date. 1964 on this date, the original cast of Hello, Dolly went gold, having a million copies of Dolly, Hello, Dolly, that is, sold. Did you know that Stacy Keach is 85 today from Mickey Spillane's Mike Hammer? You know, Stacy Keach also starred in Sunset Grill. The Long Riders, Brewster McCloud. Narrator of Plague Fighters. And many other things. Did you know that Charles Haide is 83 today? So where do I know that name for? The actor in Hill Street Blues. Yeah. Marvin Hamlisch, born of the state in 1944. But I bet a lot of you have never heard of Garo Eupremian. All right, so with the Miami Dolphins, one game he was to kick a field goal. There was a botched snap from the center. He's a little short guy, good kicker, but he tried to pick it up and throw it. It went backward. It slipped out of his hands and fell right behind him. He was pummeled by about 15 guys weighing over 200 pounds. And somebody else on the other team picked up the ball. So that's what I remember Garo Eupremian from, but the fact of the matter is, he was really good. More coming up after the news break at WRJZ News, right here at WRJZ. This portion of the Bob Bell Show is sponsored by Knox Rail Salvage and Old City Kitchens. Go to oldcitykitchens.com. See what your kitchen could look like. Maybe send them a drawing of your kitchen or a picture. Let them send you back a rendering with some ideas. All here at WRJZ and 102.5 FM. Stand by for Fox News, traffic and weather on the knee. By the way.
Workplace. It's a better place when you bring us along. You're locked in to Joy Radio.
Hello and good morning. We're coming up on 6:35, 25 minutes away, 7 o'clock. And we pray that the blessing continues to pour down on your children, your children's children. And that wonderful legacy of faith continues for 1,000 generations, for sure. At WRJZ, we got just a little bit of hint of sun coming over the eastern horizon, the Great Smoky Mountains National Park. Tonight, I think sunset is around 8:47. Man, I could have mowed till 8 o'clock last night. Fortunately for me, I got finished quicker than that, but it was wonderful. Even in the late afternoon, I got a little sun. Yeah, good old vitamin D. And then, by the way, this portion of the Bob Bell Show brought to you by Knox Rail Salvage and Old City Kitchens. And I think we may have gotten this wheelbarrow many years ago at Knox Rail Salvage. But my brother-in-law brings a wheelbarrow down to my house where I have a big load of gravel that's not being used. It was going to be used for something else. That project got called off because my son moved to his own house. My son's going to clean it up. But Adam said, well, I'll use that, but I'll just take it one wheelbarrow at a time. Now, Adam, my son, my brother-in-law, my wife's youngest brother, is in immaculate condition. He's the guy that at 51 years old, he could go jogging with his shirt off. And it's fine. Nothing moves. He's just firm. He's that guy. I know. But he's worked at it. I think he's in better shape now than he was 20 years ago at 22. I really do. And he was in pretty good shape 20 years ago because he was training to be a physical therapist and a trainer. He trained several PGA golfers. Scott Stallings was one of them. By the way, Scott is retired. And Scott is helping out the University of Tennessee golf team, several other places. Also very involved in youth golf, trying to promote that. So congratulations. Scott Stallings still leading Bible studies and helping people come to Christ. That's what he does. Anyway, so Adam, my brother-in-law, has this wheelbarrow, 200 pounds worth of gravel. I mean wet gravel. You know how it's rained the last few days. Wet gravel, wet gravel dust. You could probably make concrete out of it if you want to dry it out. And he loads it up in this wheelbarrow, probably about 150 to 200 pounds worth. And he's taking it all the way up to his house, which is about, 200, 300 yards, 200 yards. So I told him after I finished up the mowing, I said, while he was waiting and getting his breath, after he's filled it up shoveling, I said, let me see if I can take it 50 yards. Like I'd been weed eating, so I'd expended some energy. I'd done my 50 push-ups. I'd done my thing. But this was late in the evening. He said, sure. And I think he figured I'd go 10 or 15 or 12 feet, something like that, you know, and then put it down. I picked it up, and I got 50 yards out of it, Dave. I was tickled to death. But I got some momentum going, like I was an offensive lineman back in the day playing football. I got it going. And at about 40 yards, he said, look at you. So I went 10 more yards just on that encouragement. I put it down. The backs of my legs were just smoked. I mean, they were burning. I said, that's why you do that, isn't it? He said, yeah. That's why I told you just leave it there so I could go wheelbarrow full after wheelbarrow full, because he would rather have the exercise. Yes, he wants the gravel on his portion of his driveway, but he wants the exercise. No wonder he's in such good shape. And the only reason I carried that far, because I'm a big guy. That's it. And I've got some muscle memory from being a football player. That's it. That's all I got. It's not because I'm in good shape. I'm not in great shape. My heart's okay. But it got my heart rate up. It was wonderful. I slept hard last night. It was great. So hope you're having a good day. All right, so how many of y'all know you really only have two things to worry about? Coming up in a few minutes, we're going to talk about that. With the help of a very fast-rising comedian named Mike Godwin.
who also is a blood-bought, born-again Christian. I love this guy. Because a lot of what he says makes a lot of sense. At WRJZ and 102.5 FM, 99.5 in Sevier County, all over the world at WRJZ.com. It's the Bob Bell Show at 6:40 in the morning, 20 minutes away from 7 o'clock.
He stepped out for a second. But now he's back. Bob Bell.
Yes, I do. For WRJZ, this is Joy Radio. Good morning, everybody.
Now the feeling is beginning to go and me.
Such a good thing to have you along. 6:42, 18 minutes away from 7 o'clock. Yeah, a few months ago, I got to watching a video of this young man. I say young, he's probably in his 40s. He's a father, he's a husband. You can tell he was raised by an incredible mom who has a great church background. His name is Michael Godwin. Michael Godwin was saying, you only have two things to worry about. Listen carefully as he talks about those two things to worry about. It builds.
My grandma said the only two things in life that you worry about. Whether you're healthy or whether you're sick. If you're healthy, you ain't got nothing to worry about. But if you're sick, you got two things to worry about. Whether you're going to get better, whether you're going to get worse. You get better, you ain't got nothing to worry about. But if you get worse, you got two things to worry about. Whether you're going to live, or you're going to die. If you live, you ain't got nothing to worry about. But if you die, you got two things. Whether you're going to heaven, whether you're going to hell. If you go to heaven, you ain't got nothing to worry about. But if you go to hell, you got two things. Original or extra crispy.
Now, I say that just not to make light of hell, but the fact of the matter is, he's being very plain with the message, isn't he? You only have two things to worry about, heaven or hell. He gets that from Hebrews. It is appointed unto man once to die, and after that, the judgment. But I asked Dave earlier if he'd look up something from him that I thought was hilarious. And it really sticks to a lot of us part-time Christians. This is an illustration because he was serving as a deacon and making phone calls on behalf of the church.
I called this woman from my church. I didn't know it at the time, but she was a part-time Christian. And I apparently called her on her day off. Yeah, she answered the phone with attitude. She was like, who in the blank is this? And how did you get this blankety blank number? And I was a little taken aback because I don't curse. Out loud. Keep it on the inside. So I said, this is Brother Goodwin from the church.
That's how you're supposed to say it.
That's how you say it when you're spiritual, from the church. She said, oh, praise the Lord, brother. I called this woman from my church. I didn't know it at the time, but she was a...
So yeah, and he goes, what you're not going to do is pretend like you didn't just cuss me out on the phone. Oh, that's good stuff. See, laughter doeth well as a medicine, but sometimes we have to laugh at ourselves. We have to make sure, are we consistent? Is Bob Bell the same Bob Bell you see? Is the same one you hear? Mornings on the radio. Or is he one way here and one way there? Ooh. I don't know. That's an uncomfortable question. How come you asked me that?
The Bible says, let a man examine himself to see that he's walking in the faith. And I preach that to myself all the time. Not to try to, well, you got to be walking right, keep in line, in between the ditches, and make sure that you're... No, that's not why. The why is so that I glorify him. I'm here to glorify God. Because if you glorify God, you ain't got nothing to worry about. But if you don't glorify God, you have two things to worry about. Number one, you're out of fellowship with God. Number two, you don't belong to him in the first place. In either case, you got a ton to worry about. For WRJZ said that let a man examine himself to see that he's walking in the faith. If you have something wrong with God, you know what the good news is? You have restoration right now. Just go back to him. Throw up your hands of agreement to him. Say, yep, I apologize. I'm wrong. You know it. And I'm turning away from my sin because I'm repenting. Coming up, I'm going to encourage you not to give up. You're just a couple of dings away, a couple of swings of the hammer away from striking success. Jack Hibbs got that. This portion of the Bob Bell Show is brought to you by Joel Piper and Old City Kitchens, as well as Knox Rail Salvage. Right here at WRJZ, it is 6:48.
And now back to the Bob Bell Show.
I'm gonna fall down on my knees.
I hope and pray that you're thankful today.
And thank the Lord for bringing me peace.
Here we go, boys. Kick it in here. Red Clay Strays.
People always try to tell me just to do what you want to do. But I try to rely on my mama's advice, and that's always got me through. But I'm falling short of glory at least a time or two. Temptation all around me, I'm reaching out to you. I'm going to fall.
I've had people before say, where is that verse that you're talking about? It's appointed unto man once to die and after... Hebrews 9:27. It is appointed unto man once to die, and after that the judgment. This is why it's important for us to examine ourselves to see that we're walking in the faith. So WRJZ, Joy Radio, we want you to have true joy that lasts forever. True joy is not circumstantial joy, by the way. True joy is joy based on a reality that goes outside of you. Portions of our show today brought to you by Old City Kitchens, Knox Rail Salvage, right here at WRJZ. We're now in the Tanya Stout Brown Studios of WRJZ. I thought today we would just name it that. In the Tanya Stout Brown Studios of WRJZ Joy Radio. Wow.
I won't fight you on that.
That's got a ring to it. The Tanya Stout Brown Studios of WRJZ.
If you like it, then you should have put a ring on it.
That's what you told your husband a few years ago. And he did.
Good morning, Bob.
And he's been with you a minute.
Yeah.
How long y'all been married?
I'm not sure.
Tanya Stout Brown. You're a woman, aren't you?
He's the one who remembers when our anniversary is.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah, I know. And he's great about that. I mean, it's March 4th.
You do remember his name, right?
For the longest time, I couldn't remember when our anniversary was. And people would ask me, and I'd have to look at him. I'm like, it's the 4th or 7th or 9th. It's one of those numbers.
It's single digits in there somewhere.
They all look alike. So
in June?
4th, 7th, 9th.
In this month?
What?
This month?
March.
March. Oh.
Yeah. So it's been 30...
What year was it? Do you remember?
It was 1989. How long?
Okay,
was that?
Well, that's
come on, do some math.
Yeah, that's 37 years.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh,
today's 2026.
37 years. Thank you for asking.
26 plus 1. Yeah, it's 37 years.
Thank you for letting me know.
My daughter is 38 years old. She was born in 1988, so that's
okay,
a bit of that.
Okay, all right. So
my oldest daughter.
Okay.
I got an oldest daughter that's almost 40.
Mm.
Good land of mercy.
I know. I can't get used to the fact that my oldest is in her 30s.
Yes.
You know, I remember getting into my 30s, and I was like, I thought adults had things figured out by the time they got in their 30s. And
oh, sure. No, I got more questions.
I know. I know, right?
No, I'm in my 60s. And I've got
even, don't have anything figured
even got
out.
More questions.
Just different questions. Yeah.
Because we all know that if you have it all figured out, you ain't got nothing to worry about.
Mm-hmm.
But if you don't have it figured out, you got two things to worry
There's
about.
There's only two things to worry about. I love that.
I could listen to that guy all day.
What did you say his name is? Because I got
Mike Godwin.
Godwin?
Uh-huh. Mike Godwin.
G-O-D-W-I-N. Mm-hmm. Godwin. Okay.
And he's served as a deacon in his local church.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what he was talking about in that second soundbite when he was calling a lady just to say, hey, where are you? Is everything? He goes, I didn't know it, but there's such thing as a part-time Christian.
Yeah.
And evidently, I called her on her day off.
So where is he based?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. Dave could probably find it out, you know, up on YouTube or something.
Well, like any self-respecting woman my age, I'm going to Google him.
Well, you know,
and track
you know where
out.
I found him was on Dry Bar Comedy.
Because
I like Dry Bar Comedy for and the that, most part.
Yeah. And in case you don't know, folks, Dry Bar Comedy, great place to find clean humor.
Yeah.
That's what it's all about.
If there was a Dry Bar Comedy 30 years ago, Henry Cho would have been on it.
Mm-hmm.
But Henry now's Henry's old, he's in his 60s. I can't believe that.
You know, Christian.
Which he said, you know, he's Korean.
I don't know who that is, but.
Henry Cho is from West High School, played a part a couple of times in Designing Women.
Oh, okay.
But has been a stand-up comedian for probably 35, almost 40 years.
Hmm.
And he said, yeah, I'm 60 now, but he's Korean. He said, that's 28 white boy years. He goes, I can say that. I went, okay.
I bet I'd know if I saw him. I'll have to Google him, too.
You would.
Yeah.
You would. He goes, what's wrong with this voice coming out of that face? Yeah. Because he's Korean.
Mm-hmm.
You should be like, Henley, turn light it, lead light. Yeah. Nope, that's not it.
Now listen, when you're a woman, your Facebook feed is loaded with Korean women because they apparently have all the secrets to eternal beauty.
They don't age.
I have been absolutely a deluge of skincare products and makeup from Korea. That's a really hot thing right now.
7 o'clock at WRJZ. More
in
beauty.
Case you were wondering.
Yeah,
know,
more beauty tips when we come back from Tanya Stout Brown. It's 7 o'clock, time for the latest news from Fox News, and we'll talk about Tennessee statehood, give away a prize pack with a statehood song question coming up. For WRJZ, it's now 7:05. Joy Radio. Tanya Stout Brown is here. I am Bob Bell. And so far as I can tell, I'm here. The Summer of Liberty is here. How you doing?
Good. You look like you're here to me.
I had an unexpected workout when I told my brother-in-law, you may have heard me in the previous hour.
Yes.
I said, I want to carry that wheelbarrow just to see what I got, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You know what that's called, don't you?
What is that called, Bob?
Pride.
Oh, yeah.
Now, fortunately, it didn't make me fall this time.
Mm.
And I felt good after I did it, but I only went 50 yards. Now, he carried it at least 150 yards.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, he's one of those guys that take off his shirt and run and nothing jiggles. You know what I'm saying?
I was down at the O'Connor.
I don't know what that's like.
And this is about 6 months ago, and I was at one of their health fairs, and they
uh-huh.
had this thing where they you have like this little health assessment. They test your strengths.
How'd you do? You look like a strong person.
Well, I did great. But one of the reasons I did great is because, you know, I'm like, well, all these people are watching me, so.
How'd you feel afterward?
I can do 10 more reps with these weights.
That a girl.
No problem.
You mean you had a little male pride?
I paid for it. Day or 2 days or 3 days. Pride goeth before a fall. I think sometimes it means pride goeth before a fall on the couch. For a couple of days.
Yeah. I got up to go get coffee a minute ago, and Dave is just in the process of making it. God love mm-hmm. his heart. Like I count on him to make the coffee. It's terrible. But anyway, he does a good job. But I got back here, and I thought, my legs are. Now, I did some trimming last night.
Mm-hmm.
When I say last night, I mean, you could work outside all the way up to 8:30 now.
Yeah, I know.
I love this. And then there's ASG after supper golf. That's a possibility.
And then it gets so daylight in the morning. You know, I pulled out of the driveway this morning, and I backed out of the garage, turned the car around, and faced it toward the road. And there was this beautiful sunrise happening. It was incredible.
Wasn't there? That was spectacular.
The moon was still out.
They said it was very bright.
Layers of colors. It's just beautiful.
So and God knows what he's doing, huh? I'll be. I mean, I love this.
I'm posing for a picture that Bob's taking.
And it's a beautiful purple cup that you have. I like that. Meg would want that. That's her color.
Thank you. I got that at the Habitat store in Blount County.
Anyway.
And I just want to give a shout out to whoever the kind person was that turned my debit card into the cashier at the Murphy Oil Station in Alcoa, Tennessee.
How sweet.
I was at the gas pump. And I put my debit card in, and something was wrong with the gas pump because it, like, locked in my card and wouldn't let it go. But then it wouldn't register anything. So I thought, okay, I'll just leave the card in there, and I'll tap with my credit card and pay for the gas.
Right.
Well, and then I'll get the card out when the sale is finished. I forgot to get my card out of the gas pump.
Oh.
And I didn't realize it until I got all the way here.
But it did release, so obviously somebody got it out.
I didn't realize it until I got all the way here, Bob. So Alcoa... here in Knoxville.
Oh, you mean just a few minutes ago this happened?
No, this is last night.
Last night.
It's yesterday at lunch. I came in yesterday afternoon to work. And so I'm like stressing out all afternoon and, you know, praying over it. And so I drive all the way to Alcoa after I get off from work at 6 o'clock at night. And they have my debit card. Some good Samaritan had found it in the pump.
A precious person had.
That's one thing I love about living around here. We still have a lot of honest people.
We do. Mm-hmm. We do. Because they could have done, you know. They could have bought several sticks of gum. I know you work in Christian radio, you know.
They could have bought some backer pouches. Lotto tickets. Energy drinks and beer.
Speaking of which, do you know this is the 230th anniversary statehood of Tennessee?
Oh.
This week is statehood week. Tennessee has two state songs. Coming up, we're going to let you guess... song number two. Song number one's easy, Rocky Top. Don't guess the second one.
But that wasn't first, was it?
No.
Okay, thank you.
No, that was added many, many years.
Mm-hmm.
The original was in the 1950s.
Mm-hmm.
For WRJZ Joy Radio, we'll talk about that because I have a prize pack. And in the prize pack, there's a children's book from R.C. Sproul.
Oh.
There's also a book from R.C. Sproul called Chosen by God. It's a devotional to encourage you. It's also the book Temptation from Jack Hibbs. Also, I got to say it that way. Also, the WRJZ Joy Radio Highlighter. All in the prize pack.
Temptation. Which is funny because that's how middle school girls talk now. They put an on everything.
They do.
You look so cute.
What is that?
Do we have a sub in class today?
All right, I also have a church camp song question to ask you. Coming up in a few minutes.
Reeling in the bass and casting your cares. He's got you covered. It's Bob Bell.
I set a prayer from the banks of the river. God met me there, showing me.
For WRJZ Joy Radio, Tanya Stout-Brown and Bob Bell here with you on Tuesday morning.
Good morning.
Summer of Liberty brought to you in part by Rusty Wallace Nissan, located on Clinton Highway. It's 4500 Clinton. That's the home of Cougar. Cougar's there. Now listen, if y'all don't know Cougar Gene Morris, I just love the guy. I called him the other day. I said, "What's up, handsome Cougar?" He said, "What about the beautiful Bob Bell?" I said, "We need to get your eyes fixed." And I told him what we were doing. He goes, "Oh, I want to sponsor that."
I appreciate him doing that, too.
He said, "Sponsor me." I said,
"Fine,
okay.
Fine American. Fine American.
He's a great American." Now, I think his brother and his dad served in the United States Navy. Mm-hmm. I know his dad did. But if you go there, they really I mean, they're especially Rusty Wallace Nissan on Clinton Highway service. I mean, exquisite. I saw it the other day when I was watching, and I went to observe, but also was just, what do they do? Because I've known Cougar for almost 30 years. We've watched our kids grow up together. It's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
But he's just, he really insists that they look you in the eye, they listen to you. Okay, is this what's going on? Okay, we could take care of that. Or this, hey, this is still under warranty. You don't have to mess with it. We'll fix that for you.
Yeah.
We'll line it up, and here's the appointment time, and we'll get you in here and take care of you. That's what he's all about. Now, there's selling Nissans, obviously, and there's a bunch of rogues, and I don't mean people.
I was about to say.
I mean Nissan.
Like us?
You know who else the Summer of Liberty is brought to you by? Rusty Wallace Nissan, Clinton Highway.
Do tell, Bob.
Olga's Yodel Cinnamon Rolls. Come on.
Oh, my word, really?
9 to 2 p.m., Tuesday through Saturday. So they're open today, 9 a.m., couple of hours.
You better give the address if you got it there.
600 Glades Road, Gatlinburg. 600 Glades, G-L-A-D-E-S. Glades Road, Gatlinburg. In the arts and crafts community. Because when you say arts and crafts community, I kind of say it that way.
You have to act sophisticated.
You shouldn't do that, because that sounds like Thurston Howell III. But anyway. 4 out of 5 bears approve these cinnamon rolls.
I bet.
And we're working on that fifth one.
I bet it's 5 yeah. out of 5 by now.
Yeah, he's going
to
get
We haven't checked this morning. It's probably up to 5 out of 5.
Hey, boo-boo. Let's go to Olga's Yodel. By the way, say Olga's Yodel about 6 times real quick. That'll give you a workout on your brain right there. I love it. But Sean and Kim Bromley, locally owned and operated, tremendous people. I met Sean some months ago. He brought us a product in here. They're listeners.
Mm-hmm.
And then later on, I saw this story crop up where there was a bear trying to get into their store. And you could see it on, I guess, on a video cam.
And I will say that's interesting, but not surprising, because yeah. Why wouldn't a bear try to break into that place?
Well, just for the honey buns.
I mean.
Or the honey rolls or whatever they are.
I mean.
He bought some of those last week, and they melted in your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
I was telling Jenny yesterday, it's about 10 seconds in the microwave, and phew, you put it on your tongue, just dissolve.
I just will say that by the time I got here, it was a pan full of crumbs.
You know who got a hold of them? Chandler.
Oh.
Does my heart good, though, to see a thin person eat. That's what I said.
Oh, yeah.
I don't mind. He's just a young boy.
He has a holler leg.
Oh, yeah. He's a little feller, but he put it away now. See, because Phil couldn't be blamed. He wasn't even here last week.
Mm-hmm.
And Dave's watching his schoolgirl figure, you know. Yeah, I would laugh too, Dave.
How many did you eat?
I had one half of one honey bun. Mm-hmm. Honey bun.
They went that fast.
I didn't have the cinnamon rolls, the honey. So I think most of it was... Chandler, Cindy might have had one if she was in here. I don't know if she was in here. She might have had one. I don't know if she was in here. Pat, I don't know.
Wouldn't you love to be around when those things are baking?
Whew. Can you imagine what yeah. their shop at Olga's Yodel smells like right now?
When they're baking.
Mm. All right. So now that we've made you hungry, we got the prize pack ready. Children's book from R.C. Sproul. R.C. Sproul's Chosen by God devotional. And then Temptation by... Jack Hibbs, I forgot, and a WRJZ highlighter, one of the last ones we have left, at 865-342-5620. We know that Rocky Top is one of the Tennessee State songs added recently. What was the original Tennessee State song in the 1950s? The number 865-342. You know it, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
342, because you're a Tennessee girl. 342-5620. 342-5620. At WRJZ, call, hurry. If you haven't won in the last 30 days, you are eligible for this great prize pack. Tennessee, as of yesterday, turned 230 years old.
Amazing.
1796. 2 years after the University of Tennessee was established, or Blount College, as it was back then. 865.
I feel confident that we have a seasoned saint who knows the answer to this.
Kind of like me. 865-342. We have
We have even unseasoned saints. That anyway, 865-342-5620. Tennessee's other state song other than Rocky Top is, you name it, time now for Pray Tennessee, in partnership with Knoxville Wholesale Furniture.
This summer, as you're driving your kids around to soccer or softball practice, to the pool or a friend's house, keep your radio dial set right here. It will set a good positive tone for those busy car rides with the kids. We're Joy Radio.
How many of y'all remember either 1980 or 81? I think it's 1981. It was the Grammy Awards. And every time the winner was announced, you heard, sailing. Also, Chris Cross wins New Artist of the Year. Sailing. Also, Chris Cross wins the Song of the Year. Sailing.
This song reminds me of 4-H camp.
And it should.
It was popular that summer.
It's a good,
everybody,
it's a good memory.
Everybody was singing it, yeah.
I'm older than you. I was an old man at the time of 19 or 20. No. Yeah, I was 19.
I would have been 17 or 18.
Yeah. So I was, y'all could do some math. You can figure out our age.
Oh, my word, Bob. Do you realize how obnoxious you and I would have been if we'd known each other in high school? Do you realize?
You would have got me in much more trouble than I got in.
Without the level of maturity that we have achieved since then.
Because we certainly have. Because we're so mature. Mature now.
Mature.
Dave's about to spew some coffee out of his nose. Sorry, Dave. We meant to do that. Because part of Class Clowns and what we do is help you spew things out of your nose.
That's what we're here for.
We're all for it. And to laugh at you after it's done. And then get you in trouble with a teacher, you see. Mm-hmm. Now, I had a guy named Bobby Hembry, who I love. I think he's gone home to be with the Lord. Loved him. He became a Christian late in life. And I mean a strong, blood-bought, born-again, sweet man of God. But he was crazy. He was wild.
Mm-hmm.
And your old buddy Robert Bell at that time probably was a little that way too. Anyway, but he could dare me or cajole me or get me to, and he would be that instigator guy.
Mm-hmm.
If Jenny Bushkell was with us in school,
mm-hmm,
we would wreak havoc on an entire nation.
Yeah.
You and me and Jenny.
Because
Jenny would, hey, why don't you, you know what you ought to do? Hey, that's how she
do you
does.
You think one of us would have been the voice of reason? Or would we have just all gone completely off the rails?
I might have, because there was enough fear in me.
Ah.
Because everybody in Seymour knew me because my dad was the doctor.
Oh.
So that put a little bit of governor on me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like when other kids were going up Ford Hill on Chapman Highway at 100 miles an hour. You know, drag racing,
mm-hmm,
up, going up that hill, when you look at, and there's Chilhowee Mountain right in front of me, beautiful mountain. I didn't do that.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, I didn't have the car for it.
Right.
Number two, everybody knew me. Everybody knew my, mm-hmm, car.
Back to daddy.
Well, it'd also get back to Coach Householder.
Oh, okay.
So I wanted to play football. Mm-hmm. I wanted to play basketball. Coach Householder.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I didn't party.
I had a good fear
night.
Of him.
I was just, you know, a cut up during the day.
You know, and I didn't do that much as that was more in college.
Mm-hmm.
In high school, I mean, I was too tired. I was either playing basketball or football, and I fell into the couch and went to sleep at night.
I understand, because I was in theater, and it was exhausting.
You know, that would be exhausting. Listen, when I was in the Charlie Brown play in 1976, I played Charlie Brown in It's America's Birthday, Charlie Brown.
Uh-huh.
I played Charlie Brown.
Oh, we should have a revival of that.
At Seymour Junior High
Summer
School.
Summer of Liberty.
You know, that would be great.
Where are the pictures, Bob? There have to be
I
pictures.
I wish I had them. Miss Hopper was our teacher who arranged all this. It was amazing.
What was it called? We should look that up for Summer of Liberty.
It's
we could do a radio theater thing.
I think it's America's Birthday, Charlie Brown, something like that.
So, 1976?
1976.
Oh,
I don't know
word.
Who wrote it.
That is such a great idea. We should do a radio theater.
Oh.
You, me, Jenny,
and there was
Dave,
this. There Pat. Was this one girl, who's now a lady, obviously, Cindy Pewitt, had dark hair, and she had a disposition just like
Lucy.
Lucy.
And she would give advice, too. I mean, unsolicited. Cindy was so, she was a piece of work. But again, I'm sure she would tell me I was a piece of work.
Maybe we'd have Jenny play the part of Lucy. The doctor is in.
The doctor is in. But let me tell you something. Because, you know, if you hear my friend Jenny Bushkell start off with a word like, let me tell you, it's going to be good.
Yeah.
just buckle in. It's going to be good.
It is.
But for So yeah, it was 1976 when Bruce Jenner was a boy. And he had won the decathlon. Well, he won the decathlon that year. And he was on the Wheaties box, and everybody was Bruce Jenner fans, and he was a boy. He's still a boy.
That's how you mark time.
Yes.
Back when Bruce Jenner was a boy.
Was a boy. That's how old I am. I'm sorry, Clay.
But I mean, there are other things I could say, things about Michael Jackson that just pop into my mind. I'm thinking, yeah, we just don't even need those things. We just need to have a rein in. I am serious, though. I think we ought to do that as radio theater, as part of our Summer of Liberty.
If I could just remember some of my lines, because I gave part of a history lesson, because it kind of, once it settled down, the guy who played Snoopy stole the show, Billy Mellon.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think Billy Mellon's any longer with us. Man, a lot of my friends are gone. They are.
Yeah.
They are. Yeah, I'm not young anymore, but I'm not old.
Age is just a number.
Yeah.
And I don't do math.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I'm right there with you, buddy.
The WRJZ brought to you in part by Olga's Yodel Cinnamon Rolls Gatlinburg. Rusty Wallace Nissan, located on the Clinton Highway over there where Cougar is. Tell Cougar I said howdy. They'll open up at 10 o'clock this morning. WRJZ, Olga's Yodel. Opens up at 9. They're smelling good right now. Now it's time for the latest news. Fox News got traffic. We got weather on the way on this June 2nd, 230th birthday of the state of Tennessee.
Make us your soundtrack for summer. This is Joy Radio.
Tuesday's here at WRJZ at 102.5 FM. This is the Bob Bell Show along with Tanya Stout-Brown and Bob Bell. That's me. 62 is the temperature. It feels great out there.
Mm-hmm.
It's wonderful. It's great to celebrate statehood. We're going to do that in just a few moments. From WRJZ and 102.5 FM, though, a little bit later on, we're going to talk to the author of A Man to Be Appreciated. Charlie Kirk was a man of ministry. That's coming up in a few moments. From the author from Turning Point USA, Robin Arn. That's right here at WRJZ. But as we mentioned before the break, Tanya Stout-Brown, we have two state songs in the state of Tennessee.
Yes.
One is Rocky Top. That was a more recent addition.
Mm-hmm.
What's the other one? 865-342-5620. You get chosen by God, A. B, you'll get the other book written by R.C. Sproul, that's a children's book. A lot of fun. And then Temptation, I said it differently that way, from Jack Gibbs. Also a WRJZ highlighter. By the way, what kind of glasses are those? Those are pretty cool.
Oh, thank you. I got them on Amazon.
Huh.
They're a little much, aren't they?
You
get a little sparkle to them?
I always...
A little blinding, I think, but...
I always wonder where Liberace's glasses went to, so there they are.
Well, I had a lady named Virginia Dyke who said, if it don't shine, leave it behind.
Oh, well.
And I thought, that is my new theme. If it don't shine, leave it behind.
So the number is 865-342-5620. The question, once again, our state song. What is our original state song?
I thought, this is something everybody knows, but I guess not. I mean, it's kind of a hard question because it's not an obvious state song.
No.
I don't know.
It's nothing about our state.
I think the reason it became a state song is because it's a song. It was a popular song at the time that mentioned Tennessee.
Yeah.
And so.
It was a number one.
At that time, Tennessee wasn't as popular as it is now.
Yeah.
And
except for the football team.
It just kind of gave some notoriety to the state, so they made it a state song.
So isn't it interesting in this year of 230th year of statehood for the Tennessee state, it's also the 232nd year of the anniversary of the University of Tennessee, which was Blount College at first.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So the number is 865-342-5620. Rocky Top is one of our state songs. So one of our state songs is about drinking moonshine. The other state song seems to be about betrayal. Mm-hmm. So,
yep.
I'm a little bummed out about that, but 865-342-5620. What's the other Tennessee state song? No, it was not established in 1796 when the state was, but it was in the 1950s and it was very popular.
And you realize the 1950s is 70 to 75 years ago.
Will you hush?
Sorry.
Will you kindly be quiet, please?
Sorry.
Yeah, it is. It is. It is.
We didn't realize this was such a hard question. Sorry.
It's hurting my heart.
Sorry.
Just, you know, think about this. The Andy Griffith Show is 66 years old this year. The Andy Griffith Show, October 3rd, 1960.
We're starting to sound like a couple of old people.
Well,
don't say it. And don't look at me like that.
Now, you got the shiny rimmed glasses on. So the number is 865-342-5620. If you figure it out, give us a call. If not, it's okay. We'll hit it again after our report, and we'll have a quick interview with Robin Arne coming up in just a few moments. And again, the name of the book, A Man to Be Appreciated, Charlie Kirk, A Man of Ministry, not A Man of Mystery. That's that other guy. Oh, man. For WRJZ and 102.5 FM, we're going to be back in just a few moments. 738 at WRJZ. Thank you for joining us. The number again, 865-342-5620.
He's smoother than the I-640 flyover at 6 a.m. It's Bob Bell.
Is that mean? Does that mean it's our turn? For WRJZ, Joy Radio, the Bob Bell Show underway. 62 degrees. It's now 741. Author Robin Arne is on with us. Robin, welcome to the Bob Bell Show.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Yeah. So I tell you what, this is wonderful. I was listening, Robin, in... I was going through some of our soundbite rosters, and I'll play this for you a little bit later. But there was a man who was not 11 feet away from Charlie Kirk when he was assassinated and had so much of the same thoughts that you did. But just, I love the way you put this together. What inspired you to write this book, A Man to Be Appreciated? Charlie Kirk was a man of ministry.
You know, the day Charlie Kirk was assassinated, it was like a knife to my heart. The brother in Christ being killed like that, it just hurt. And I wanted to stand up for Charlie because he stands up for God, and I wanted to stand up for God as well. So I'm an author, so I was like, well, let's put it together and see what God gives us for the words.
Mm. So it wasn't long after that you... What was it like? I mean, I know what I felt on that day and how hard I was praying. What was it like for you when you heard the news that he was wounded and that he probably wouldn't make it?
It was devastating. The man, I've watched many of his videos. I've seen him when he's on Jack Hibbs' platform there at Jack's church.
Mm-hmm.
And he was a real warrior for the Lord, and it was just devastating to lose him, especially in such a way. But to see the mushrooming of his work still going forward it's wonderful and it's amazing. And I want to fight alongside him as best I can. You know, he's no longer on the earth, but he's left a lot of good material behind for us to learn from and to educate other people on, for them to know the truth of the word.
So when people finish up reading this book, what would you like for them to take away?
more understanding of who God is, and that we can be a Charlie Kirk ourselves, as far as we all have talents, we all have gifts, we all have abilities, and God can use us all to reach other people for Him. And salvation is the number one thing everyone needs. So why not spread the gospel absolutely as much as you possibly can and in the best way you possibly can and bring glory to God while you're doing it?
I remember watching him as he bantered back and forth with people with whom he disagreed on college campuses and kept it wonderfully civil. But also, one thing I noticed about Charlie, Robin, was that he would take his microphone that's in his hand after answering a question or responding to. He would take the microphone purposely and lay it down until the other person was finished speaking.
Yes.
I mean, that kind of showed you that he actually wanted to hear what they had to say. And I remember there's a couple of times when it would get very personal and instead of an argument or stating the apologia, it became more of a, hey, let me tell you about the hope that I have found in Christ. And I needed Christ too. So it became almost like a witnessing tool out in front of God and everybody. I just love that, don't you?
I do. He had such composure. You know, you could tell it impacted him, some of the things that were said and everything, but he kept his cool. He knew how to talk to people, and he was so intelligent. You could tell he was a very studied man. Mm. He knew a lot of information on a lot of different subjects, and he cared about God, you know, was first. That's what he was basing his whole ministry on, his whole outreach on, was what the Lord had to say about things, not what man has to say. And it was amazing to watch him out there in the battlefield and speaking in such an upright way each and every time. It was wonderful.
The author is Robin Arne, A-R-N-E, and you could go find it. We could find this on Amazon, could we not?
Yes.
Very good. Advantage yes. Books, of course, the publisher. Let me yes. do this. I got a soundbite I want to play for you from one of Charlie's friends who was not 10 or 11 feet away from him when he was shot. But his congressional testimony a few months after the assassination took place. Just take a listen.
We have seen this animosity okay. firsthand. I was standing just 10 feet to his left when Charlie was assassinated at Utah Valley University. An act later condoned and justified by some of the very people who labeled him and Turning Point a hate group. At places like Berkeley, where we recently held a pre-scheduled event, violent protesters gathered and injured civilians. This mirrors years of organized protests involving groups like Antifa, breaking doors, destroying property, setting fires, and intimidating our attendees. Since Charlie's death, political violence against conservatives has only risen. I urge this committee to act decisively. We cannot allow biased organizations like the SPLC to arbitrarily dictate good and evil in our government and culture, or to weaponize the hate label against ideological opponents. My hope is that this becomes America's turning point.
Hmm. I gather from you writing this book about Charlie, that may be what you're trying to do. Are you trying to unite?
Yes, definitely. That's, you know, people want to criticize Charlie and say he was divisive, but he was not. He was trying to unite people on the right path, going the right direction, and understanding the truth. And he based it on God and what God teaches, you know, and there's no other greater authority. But God's word does act like a sword, you know, and it does bring to light darkness. And it will prevail. That's our blessed hope that we have.
Robin Arne.
Charlie did a great job of witnessing.
Robin Arne, thank you for being with us. We appreciate you being on the Bob Bell Show. Let's do this again, but we certainly appreciate the book. Again, it's called A Man to be Appreciated. Charlie Kirk was a man of ministry. written by Robin Arne, A-R-N-E. Robin, we'll catch you down the line soon.
Thank you.
Thank you. For WRJZ Joy Radio, the Bob Bell Show continues in just a few moments. Again, the question of the day. Tennessee has two state songs. One, Rocky Top. The other state song is what? 865-342-5620. You answer that, you win the prize pack.
And now back to the Bob Bell Show.
WRJZ Joy Radio. All right. We're about to give up on the state song.
I'm sorry. We didn't know we were asking a hard question, but we got to thinking about it, and it was like, yeah, this is really a hard question.
Well, we had to get it. Should we play it anyway, Dave? Let's play it anyway.
Let's do it.
All right. For WRJZ, Tennessee has two state songs. It's one is Rocky Top. The other one is this one right here. From the one and only Patti Page, I think, with the Nelson Riddle Orchestra.
I was dancing with my darling to the Tennessee waltz. What an old friend I happened to see.
It's about betrayal.
I introduced her to my loved one, and while they were dancing, my friend stole my sweetheart.
What a downer.
All right, so here's the chorus.
Remember the night.
See, my mom can sing this all the time.
Now I know just how much I have lost. Yes, I lost my...
So at the end
it's not funny. We're just sitting here doing interpretive moves.
Well, the deal is, it's this. We have two state songs, one about drinking too much moonshine.
And the other about cheating.
One about cheating.
What could that say about our state? But we were talking about this off the air. I think the reason this song became the state song is because it was the first song about Tennessee that gained such notoriety. It put us on the map.
I thought about Davy Crockett. Born on a mountaintop in Tennessee. Greenest state in the land of the free.
But that was a TV.
Lived in the
theme.
Woods, so he knew every tree.
That
killed
was a
him
TV
a bar.
Theme first, though,
yeah,
wasn't it?
So it was.
That's why it wasn't a state.
It was a
song.
Disney TV theme.
Yeah.
So it wasn't. I mean.
Yeah. So I don't think it's
killed him
the
a bar when he was only
the
three.
Song. It's the fact that we became known nationally because of the song.
Right.
So they
we
decided
did.
That it needed some acknowledgement.
Put Tennessee on the.
It's a lovely song. It's a downer, but it's a lovely song.
Let's go to Bill Hayes and Fess Parker for a minute.
Born on a mountaintop in Tennessee.
That's Fess Parker.
Greenest state in the land of the free. Raised in the woods so
that's all right.
Every tree. Killed him a bar when he was only three.
Here we go.
Davy Crockett, king of the wild frontier.
So now we're killing bears when you're three.
Handed through the engine war till the creeks was
whipped. Well, that didn't age well, did it?
No.
Through
no,
the engine war?
The engine war? No. This
no.
did not age well, so... Maybe we're better off with drinking and cheating.
Well,
representing our state.
Indigenous war. Yeah, you don't have time to say indigenous in the lyric.
Well, there's your typical country song right there.
Well, for sure.
Well, you know what happens when you play it backwards, don't you?
What is it?
Everything comes back.
Oh!
Yeah.
Including
your dog comes back.
Dog comes back, yeah. And your pickup truck never gets repossessed.
Yeah. Let's think some more, though, about this Davy Crockett song, you know. How would you fit in... shot a bear with a tranquilizer dart when he was only three.
Because it was humane.
Relocated a bear when he was only three.
That's funny. Again, 4 out of 5 bears choose Olga's Yodel cinnamon rolls, just in case you didn't know.
5 out of 5 of us choose it.
Yeah, here at the station.
Yodel's Yodel or whatever.
Olga's so for Yodel. Sean and...
I got it wrong.
For Sean and Kim... We want you to know that your cinnamon rolls and your honey buns disappeared within moments of hitting the WRJZ front desk. I wonder if Claybo may have snuck him some. He said he didn't.
You reckon?
No. But I literally asked Chandler, our youngest guy here. I said, Chandler, did you get you some cinnamon rolls? And he said, yes, I did. And I said, good. And I said, makes my heart good to see a skinny person eat. Do you know who else's birthday it is?
Who's whose birthday is it, Bob?
Jerry Mathers as the Beaver. The Beaver. Leave it to Beaver. He's
Leave
78.
Leave it to Beaver.
For WRJZ. Also, celebrating a birthday today, Dana Carvey is 71.
Brilliant comedian.
Wouldn't be prudent.
And now a message from the President of the United States.
George H.W. Bush, as played by Dana Carvey.
Good evening. Happy holidays to y'all. Once again, it's that festive season. Tonight, our Jewish friends observe the fifth night of Hanukkah, the celebration of a military victory.
So there you are. For WRJZ at 102.5 FM, Tanya, you've done yeoman's work today. Good job.
Thanks for inviting me to come play in the sandbox again.
We'll take the prize pack and roll it over to tomorrow. Well, that'll be fine.
A double prize pack.
We'll have a different. By the way, is there a ministry of the month yet this month?
This month we are focusing on the Summer of Liberty.
The Summer of Liberty.
That's our focus this summer.
Brought to you by Rusty Wallace Nissan, 4500 Clinton Highway. Also brought to you by our good friends, ladies and gentlemen, at Olga's Yodel Cinnamon Rolls and Honey Buns as well. Yeah.
Deliciousness.
Mm. America. I love it.
Thank you to our sponsors of Summer of Liberty. It's going to be a great summer.
We got some prizes to give away. You're going to hear some wonderful things from various choirs and from children who know how to recite the pledge. All of that coming up in the next several weeks here at WRJZ and 102.5 FM. Until tomorrow, Bob Bell along with Tanya saying, go out, do Jesus to someone today.